you know.
No worries.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be back on the radio with you this morning. And if you're a brand new agent with Iolo, congratulations. It's going to be a great ride. We're really excited that you're on the team, Team Iolo. This is the radio station for the agents of Iolo. We have some special guests that appear here throughout the week. Each week we're live from 10 o'clock Eastern. We usually try to run about half an hour. Sometimes we get a little bit long. We got Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing, on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Bud. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Tony. Fantastic. Back in the saddle, working hard. Excited to be here and excited to share some info this morning.
Fantastic. Well, I know we've got the switchboard is really lighting up this morning. I know we had we put out the news that the CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke, was going to be on the show with us this morning, but I had got a little bit of news that maybe that wasn't the case. Can you kind of fill us in on what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. Alan definitely intended on being on the show this morning. He loves the show. Sometimes he calls in and just listens, and other times he'll log in at the office and keep the show on for everybody at the office to hear while they're working in the background. So, yeah, he loves the show and really wanted to be here this morning. Unfortunately, a meeting came up that he was not able to reschedule, so he's in a meeting right now, and he said if he can get on by the end, he'll let us know, but really didn't think he'd be able to be on today. But he said he has cleared his schedule for tomorrow to be here. So, again, if you're joining us to hear Alan, I apologize, and so does he. He will be here tomorrow to share some information with us.
All right, Bud. But I know that there's a lot of stuff going on, and we've got a launch coming up this Saturday, February 7th, at Crystal Lake, Illinois. How about sharing with our audience this morning, you know, what's going on there? And, you know, keep in mind, we've got new agents that are joining us every day, guys. So be sure that you're letting them know to call in on the radio station if you're helping other people discover Iolo. Get the number out to them, 718-664-9145. Let them know that, you know, that we're live on the radio right now. You can text them right now if you've got your smartphone handy. And we really appreciate you supporting the radio station simply because this radio show is for you, the independent agent with Iolo. But I know you've got some other news, for us out there, Bud. So, you know, man, take it away, man. What you got going on this morning?
Tony, I have so much I want to say, but I can't say it until Saturday. I will tell you that we are working hard to make Saturday an amazing event, and a lot of information is coming back that we've been working on, and what I'm seeing I just absolutely love. Things are getting better all the way around. This beta test soft launch period has been so valuable because of the agents that are involved and the feedback and input that they give us. So keep doing that. It's very valuable. Every day things get better around Iolo with every part of it. So I'm real excited about that. Something I do want to bring up, Tony, again, because we are in the soft launch and because we don't have all the tools out, we have been pretty lenient from a corporate aspect when there's challenges, when people have issues or unintentionally violate their own policies and procedures or terms and conditions that they agreed to when they became an agent. One of the things yesterday was a banner day meaning I had to terminate three people. I don't like to do that. Three positions. So let me explain that. Just three in one day. I mean, we've had to do it here and there throughout the last 60 days, but yesterday, literally, there were three positions that I had to terminate because they were duplicate positions. And let me explain to you guys, if you're an agent listening to this call or this recording right now, please, if you decide to refer another agent to the company, please tell them, before you click, I have read and understand all this information as far as the terms and conditions and policies and procedures. Please tell them, don't just read through it. I mean, don't just click it and say they've read it. Please have them read through that information. And again, up to this point, we've been giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. But very soon, I'm not going to be able to just terminate one position. I'm going to have to terminate both, as according to our policies and procedures, we have to do, the right thing in order to protect the company and the integrity of the company. So again, understand, this is not a traditional MLM or networking company. We don't have a comp plan that's going to require you to try to figure it out and get a degree and figure out how I can make the most of this comp plan and how can I get two or five or three or 10 positions. How can I sign up, my kids underage, my dogs, my cat. This is not like that, folks. And again, I heard this asked, Tony. One of the agents asked me, well, what difference does it make to IOLO? Whether I put in one position or two or three or four, if we're bringing in the merchants and the merchants are bringing in the customers, what difference does it make to the company? And that's a great question. To the company, it makes no difference because the company is going to benefit from those customers. That's what we do. However, from an ethical standpoint and a moral standpoint and the standpoint of protecting our agents in the field, that is why a lot of the terms and conditions and policies and procedures that you see are in place, is to protect you, the agent. There's no reason why you should go out and build a team and then sponsor an agent or, register a new agent to be on your team and your agency, and then they go in and put in four or five positions and price you right out of the compensation plan. In other words, you wouldn't make any money, no overrides at all for building that agency because they can go ahead and put in more than one position. And trust me, if we find out people are doing that, they will be terminated. Right now, I believe it's unintentional, it's not malicious, and people just are not reading the agreement, Tony, the agreements that they say I've read and I understand. And so if we see that, the system picks that up and flags it. And yesterday I sent out three emails. We terminated three positions, but they were the duplicate positions or, the second position for the agents. We're not always going to be able to do that. And if you go out and you bring in an agent and they unknowingly do something that violates their terms and conditions, then you're going to lose that person as an agent. So make sure to tell them, please read everything before you say, I understand and I agree to everything in the terms and conditions. Does that make sense, Tony?
Absolutely, it does. And if for the new agents that are just coming on, we've been around, sound like we're veterans here. Even, the company is just launching this weekend. So it's not, nobody's really been on board that long, but we've heard this enough that it's really become part of our mantra, when we're talking to, prospective new agents. But guys, this is really designed to really protect your income, really. Because if somebody sponsors somebody who sponsors somebody who sponsors somebody, you get down four generations pretty quickly, actually. And if somebody's sponsoring themselves or another person in their household, they're trying to game what we call game the system, right? And all that does is it really kind of cheats you out as an agent if you're trying to sponsor people into your organization and bringing on, building your agency. So it's your agency that you're really protecting. But so you're really just kind of educating us how to take care of our own agency, really. And, for my part, but I'm glad that you're, watching it because we can't always see that. But guys, if you do see something, Bud, does it make sense that if somebody sees, somebody in their team that's maybe looks like they might be doing that or practicing you know, an attempt to game the system for whatever reason, you know, should they get in touch with you? Because, you know, as this thing is growing exponentially, explosively, really, it might be difficult to maybe even catch that for some of the agents out there in the field as their teams are growing. What's your response to that?
Yeah, Tony, ultimately, we try to design everything into the system to catch those in all cases. But, you know, there's sometimes that they might not catch them just because of the way it's done. So, yes, we as agents have to police our own agency. And, again, like I say, I don't think at this point anything has been malicious. It's just they don't understand. Tony, when you understand this comp plan and understand that there's absolutely positively no limit to the amount of income you can earn with Iolo in one position, you'll understand you don't need two. You don't need three. You don't need more than one position. But, yes, if you see something that you suspect is not right in any way, shape, or form, please submit an email to compliance@ioloit.net, and we will address it. It has to be addressed. You can submit a ticket to your back office with that information, or you can send an email directly to compliance, and it will be taken care of. It has to be, Tony. We have to protect not only the company, the Golden Goose, but we have to protect our agents. It's our obligation to do that. So, yeah, great question.
All right. Well, what other news do we have? Because this is something that's come up, you know, most every week. You know, we have to kind of look at some of those kinds of things, but because there's also a tremendous amount of positive news. And yesterday's show, the switchboard was just going live, you know, literally lighting up. People had lots of questions. So the topic of the day really kind of drives the questions. But, guys, if you're out there, if you hit one on your phone, if you've got a question, you know, you can join the conversation. But before we get to the questions, but is there anything else that you want to share with the audience today? Because I know a lot of people are excited about the launch coming up this weekend.
Yeah, a few things. And then, Tony, I'd like to kind of turn the tables today because the input is so valuable on this show. And the most valuable part is the actual experience in the field that the agents share. So I'd like to turn the tables today, and I'd like to ask a question to our listeners and challenge them to call in with some information to share with everybody else. But before I do that, yes, a lot of amazing things going on at corporate. And, again, I don't look at what we talk about as a negative. It's more of an education process. And, again, everything is getting better and smoother, and, you know, we won't have to address these all the time. But, again, we do it for your protection. We don't want you to go out and do something unknowingly and end up losing your position. That would be terrible. So, but, yeah, here's a couple things I want to share. Number one, that it only takes one. And what I mean by that, Tony, not just in the case of if you determine to build an agency, if you decide, yes, I'm not only going to share this program with merchants, I'm also going to share this with other sharp professionals who may have some great success in our company. It only takes one from that standpoint. In other words, you know, if you find yourself a Tim Williams or a Jeff Broom or a Micah Theard, or, you know, some of these people have gone out and put in 15, 20, 25 agents personally and built teams of over 100 people in just 30 days. And you know, that can explode your agency and really explode your override commissions. But we see this every day at corporate coming in, and Dalal, I want to say Dalal Sulaheem, just saw this yesterday, where the merchant comes in and you see a name attached to the merchant, so he shows the agent who registered this merchant, and then all of a sudden you see the same name, bing, 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 because that one merchant had not just one store, Tony, or two stores or three stores. They had five, or they had eight, or they had 10 or 12 stores. And, again, it doesn't matter even how many stores they have, because if they've only got two or three stores, but they're doing $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $100,000 a month in rent-to-own business, that can be life-changing. So I say that, Tony, because I know there's agents that are going out there in the field and they're running into different challenges and they're not signing everybody up, you know, the first time, and some people are saying no or they don't understand it or whatever. But I want to share some numbers with you. And a lot of you know some of these numbers. I mean, 1,009. I want to share that number with you. That's how many times Colonel Sanders, Harlan Sanders, was turned down when he was trying to sell his fried chicken recipe that eventually became Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC as we all know it. 1,009 times. He started doing this at age 66 is when he went out to sell his recipe, and it took him 1,009 no's before he got a yes. Do you think it was worth it? How many people would have quit, Tony, after one no, or after five no's, or 10, or 20, or 100? This guy went out and got 1,009 no's. One of my favorite movies from a motivational standpoint in this whole series is Rocky. And Sylvester Stallone was rejected 1,500 times when he was tried to sell his script and him as, you know, the main character. People offered him money for the script, but he said, "It's my movie. I understand it. I want to be that guy because this is my creation from my mind." And 1,500 times he was told no. So, you know, those are a lot of times. But you know the Dyson vacuum cleaner, Tony? James Dyson created 5,126 prototypes of his vacuum cleaner before he finally found the right combination. And now the guy's worth, you know, millions and millions of dollars, has great vacuum cleaners. So these numbers are, you know, again, it only takes that one time. And again, we all know Thomas Edison tried to create a light bulb over 10,000 times before succeeding. And when he was asked about his failures, he said, "I never failed one time. I successfully found over 10,000 ways that it wouldn't work." And every time he did, he crossed it out and would try another way. So listen, if what you're doing right now is not working, you know, just keep doing it. Just, you know, you might want to modify your approach a little bit. And really, Tony, that's kind of leading up to this. My question for the field today is, what is your approach? When you go into a merchant or when you call a merchant, what is your approach? What do you say to them? How do you get that door open? So I want to challenge, and by the way, we've got a ton of great agents out there that are at every day. They're getting new merchants and stuff. So I want to challenge some of you, if you're available, to call in and raise your hand and share just that one or two lines, that first approach or your process, and share some tips, because we've got so many new agents coming on board who haven't even had time to go through the top 10 checklist and review a lot of things. But I want to challenge people to call in and give us that approach, Tony.
Hey, that's a great idea. Guys, you can call in 718-664-9145, and there are close to 100 people on the switchboard right now. And a few have their hand raised. I just want to grab a couple and see if they had some questions or something they wanted to comment on before. But, guys, if you before we get started, but if you have, what is, you know, here's the question that Bud's throwing the gauntlet down, Bud, is, you know, what is your approach to the merchant today? Let's go to area code 480, the last four digits, 6505. Good morning. You're live on the radio this morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for another great call. This is Steve in Phoenix. I have a question, and I'll tell you what my approach is. First of all, my question is, when we sponsor a merchant and we take all of his information, is that information retained by us, or is it just used briefly to qualify the merchant to be one of our ILO merchants? Now, I'll tell you what my approach is. When I go in, I try, like the gentleman, I forget his name, the Spanish gentleman, but kind of look around, look at a few cars and so forth, and eventually somebody come up to you and I say, "Excuse me, is the manager available?" And the gentleman usually will say, "Well, I'm the manager." And I say, "Great." And now the first thing I would like you to know, sir, is I'm not here to sell you anything, okay? What I am here to do is attempt to bring you more customers, bring you more sales, and bring you more money. And I'll do that for you absolutely free of charge." And all of a sudden, they get a big smile on their face, and they say, "Come over here to the counter." And then we go, you know, we go from there.
All right. Thank you for thanks for your input. Bud, I'm going to let you take that one.
Sure. Steve, first of all, thank you so much for calling in. Let's address the question real quick. I'm not sure exactly who you were talking to, whether Iolo as a company keeps that information or whether we as the agents keep that information. and I'll address them both. As agents, we cannot keep that information. If you are one of the agents in the field that are actually filling out the information for your merchants, fantastic. That way you make sure it gets done completely and correctly, but do it there with them. Ask for their driver's license, fill it out, do what you got to do. But no, we as agents cannot keep any of that information. We talked about that, I think, yesterday, Tony, but no, we are a PCI compliant level 2, whatever. We have the obligation to make sure that our customers and our merchants' information is protected. So we cannot, as agents, have access to any of that information. From the other side, and we can address this with Alan tomorrow since he will be on the call, is I do believe, yes, we retain all that information. We have to. We have a database of all of our customers and all of our merchants, and we do retain that information. A lot of our new formulations of strategies and implementations of corporate policies and procedures and systems are based on the feedback and on the data that we do receive from our customers and our merchants. So, yes, that's very valuable information. As far as your approach, Steve, I'm absolutely thrilled you said that, because I believe that's the number one issue that we have to overcome, is not appearing as a salesperson. The best way to make an impression, especially a first impression, is to let people know that you're there to help them and not to sell them. Hey, listen, I found a great company. I actually work for a company that only pays me when I help you increase your business. I mean, you did it. You hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, and what I've seen in my experience is if they think you're there to sell them, and they will, especially if you come in with, you know, a briefcase and all sorts of stuff, you know, they'll come in, they'll think you're there to sell them, and they just put their walls up. And that's just because coming from a business owner standpoint, you get hit every day in every way with all sorts of people that want to come in and reach their hands in your pockets and your bank account and take out some of that money for you. So I think it's vital, Steve. Thank you for sharing. Great approach. So if you're new on this call, yes, it's great to look credible, look the part, have an Iolo logo shirt on, have some business cards available and that kind of stuff, but do not come across as a salesperson if you can help it, because though we're all salesperson people at all times, selling good or bad, whether you're talking about a movie or a restaurant or you know, wanting to get your way. My kids are great salespeople, trying to get their way every day, negotiating their way out of cleaning their room or homework or something. But, yes, we don't need to do that when we're approaching a merchant. We are here from a standpoint of serving others, and we only get paid if we help them increase their business. So great point, Steve. Appreciate you, and keep up the great work.
All right, selling without selling. We're going to go to area code 770, the last four digits, 7806. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Or you might be muted out. Hello? All right. We're going to go to area code. Okay. I can't talk now. Area code 929, the last four digits, 4618. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning to you.
I'm just taking you off the speakerphone here. Hey, it's Barry from New York. How you doing, guys? I got
doing
a
good,
question.
Barry.
My question, I got a two-part question. One is marketing. If you wanted to print our own cards, where do we get the logo to print our own cards?
I think Bud's got an answer for you on that one. Go ahead with your next question, Barry, and then we'll take
okay.
them both.
And the next question was regarding about the pictures. We talked about it yesterday. I think we said that the CEO was going to be on the line, and he was going to mention about, do we need to take pictures of the product, jewelry, when we start doing jewelry and things like that.
Okay, Barry. All right. Thanks for your question. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Go ahead, Bud.
Yeah, Barry, thanks for calling. As far as the pictures go, again, we'll defer that question until tomorrow when Alan is here. Until then, same as yesterday, just get a detailed description for every item, makes, model numbers, all that stuff for now. And there are some new things coming up that's going to make that even easier with the barcodes and the scanning and all that stuff. As far as marketing goes, that's a great question. And let me share with you, we have a source right now. And by the way, it's until February 7th, there's still a 15% discount on most of the items in our official vendor. But if you go through the 10 steps, I think step number 3 or 2 or something like that is to visit iologear.com, iologear.com. And there you'll be able to purchase different accessories that will help your business. The one thing I recommend to everybody, and, you know, we would have made this mandatory had it not put us in a different category of business, is the $100 professional starter kit. And, Barry, the reason I say that is it comes with business cards, 500 personalized business cards. It comes with a embroidered, logoed, Iola logoed embroidered shirt of your choice. It comes with a pad folio that has Iola embossed inside of it on the top, and also 4 professional-looking Iola pens. And that to buy that separately would cost you about $135, $140, but we have cut a deal with our vendor that we are going to subsidize that. It can never be over $100. It's $100. That includes tax and shipping. So $100 is going to get you all that merchandise. So there is not a discount on top of that, because there's about a 30% discount built into that for all of our agents so that they can get started right away. And in lieu, while you're waiting for your cards to come or your anything else to come, there are things in the back office, flyers that leave behind that you can print out, customize, and personalize. I do not want everybody going out and trying to make their own cards. If we were talking about maybe putting a business card template in the back office that you can print out and take to a local printer and get it done, but I got to tell you, I've done a lot of work in that industry. I've worked with a lot of printers and stuff in the past 20 years doing a lot of things that I do with my businesses. And even Vistaprint is one of them. I called Vistaprint and asked them about that card, that business card for agents. And they told me, look, I got a quote written down, it would cost me $54.99 to have that delivered, those cards delivered, to look identical, with the exception of it would only be glossy on one side, because they only do it on one side. By the way, my local printers were much higher than that. So I believe the price on our website, again, if you get it in the pack, it comes in it. But if you want to order them separate, it's $39.99 right now, and with a 15% discount on top of that. So you're going to pay less than $40, and you're going to have those in a fairly short amount of time. And in the meantime, there's other things you can use to get to. So what we don't want to have is we have a brand. This company has spent millions of dollars over the last 2 years creating a brand and an image, and we just can't have everybody going out and creating all their own marketing materials. Now, we do encourage you to put something together that you think will work, and then you can submit that to compliance at ioloit.net. And again, we'll run it through legal, we'll run it through corporate, we'll make sure that it's going to meet all the qualifications, and if it is, we'll approve those. So if you have something that you want to do, whether it's a business card or flyer or brochure or whatever you think may be helpful, a website, send that stuff in to compliance and we'll look at it. And again, if it's going to be beneficial, we'll make that available for everybody. So I hope that answers your questions. You can go in today, Barry, and print out the Leave Behind flyers with your personal information on it and use that as kind of a calling card, a handout. Again, it's very powerful, and on the back you can have the customer application so they can see how simple it is and what the customer requirements are and such. And then I would say go and place your order. And by the way, that 15% discount will end on the 7th on all the other items and stuff, so you definitely want to make sure you get your orders in by the 7th, okay? So I hope that answers that question, Tony.
Yeah, that's a great piece, that flyer, guys. Be sure that you take a look at that, because that's really been helpful. We've got tremendous feedback from the field on that. Let's go to area code 804, the last 4 digits, 5019. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Steve Parson. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. And my question is, as far as the interest rate on the customers monthly, what's the interest rate that they'll be actually paying?
You're asking about the interest rate? You're saying what is the customer's interest rate? Was that your question?
Right.
Okay, thanks for the question. I'm going to, again, Bud, I'm going to let you, since I got you on the air here, I'm going to let you answer that one if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Dr. Steve, thank you so much for calling in. Great question. That is answered in the back office under your resources section. There's a top 10 checklist, and when you go through that, you're going to hear a lot of information that will bring you up to speed to be prepared to go out in the field. We do not do an interest rate. We are not a lending institution. We have a factor, a multiple that we work on, which is common in this industry. And so that will, again, go through the information. And then if you have any questions after that, you can definitely look at the support questions, the FAQs that have already been answered, and then contact your the agent that referred you in, that registered you as an agent. They may have some answers. And then if you still don't get all the information that you need, go ahead and submit a support ticket, and we'll get that information back to you. And that way, you know, everybody can look at that question because they may have the same question that you have. And, again, that's something that we will be working towards putting in the back office and making that available so everybody has that information. So I'm not trying not to answer your question, but, again, we talked about this yesterday with 858% growth from December to January. We have a responsibility as independent agents to bring ourselves up to speed because we're not employed by IOLA. We're independent contractors. And, you know, we have to be able to direct people where to get that information. So that is where you'll get that and a whole great deal of additional information that's vital and valuable to your success in this company.
Thank you, Bud.
I want people to answer our question. What is your best approach? Share with us. What do you do? Share with the other agents on this call. What do you do when you're approaching an agent? What do you say that opens that door?
I was going to say we need to ask our question again, Bud. We're getting a little off topic here this morning. Area code 718-664-9145 is our call-in number. You're live on the radio this morning with Mr. Bud Nemeth. I know we had broadcasted on our website that Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO, is going to be with us today, but because of a scheduling conflict, as you may already be aware, he's not here today, but he will be here tomorrow. So, you know, if you tuned in today for that, we're not trying to disappoint you in the least, but these are great questions. And the question that Bud's throwing out to you guys today, Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing, is what is your approach? We'd like to hear from you. What is your approach? Let's go to area code 661-0331. Good morning. What's your approach when you're talking to merchants? All right, I'm going to go to another channel here. Let's go to area code 770-8824. You are live on the radio. What's your approach?
They
need a good car, not one of these 10-cent cars. They need to fix and repair all
every other day.
They don't need that.
Those young people don't need those cars.
All right, we're going to go to another one. We're going to go to area code
4342179. I'm sorry. Tony, it sounds like she was prospecting. We could have heard a live prospecting approach.
it did sound like that. Area code 434-2179. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Sheila, and I'm from Boynton, Virginia. I just have a comment on when they're ordering the shirts. They're running very small. I ordered the latest large, and I can't even fasten it up. So just keep in mind when they are ordering the kit or the shirts, but the shirts are running small in the latest. I don't know about the men.
Sheila, thanks for that. And I'm sure if you contact them, they'll just have you ship that back and exchange it for a larger size. I think they do run just a little bit small. Not so much on the men's side, but I do think I've heard that on the women's side. So, again, apologize for that. And, again, I'm sure they'll accommodate you and get you the right size. So thanks for that tip. For anyone who is placing an order, you might want to order it just a little bit larger than normal. Again, if you wash it or get it dry cleaned and it shrinks, you don't want it to not fit you. We want to look good.
Let's go to area code 661, the last four digits, 9135. You're live on the radio. Do you have an approach that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, this is Kim Gill. I have an approach, and it's been working pretty good for me. Basically, what I do when I go into a company is I walk in, hey, how you doing? You're the manager, the owner. They'll tell me which one it is. I say I'm an independent agent with IOLO, no credit check, rent to own program. What we do is set corporations and business up to be able to offer to their customers the option of no credit check financing. And no cost to you as a merchant, no contracts with our company, and no fees. And then I just piggyback off whatever they come back with.
Hey, Tony, first of all, I want to let everybody on this call know, and I was hoping to hear from Kim for sure. Kim is one of our very top merchant acquisition leaders in the company, so please pay attention to what he says. And, Kim, I believe the best thing that I heard there, it was awesome, and obviously it's effective because we see your name every day putting in new merchants in the back. But when you said this is a no, you start out with no credit check. That's so important, guys, because, and gals, folks, I say folks, I always say guys and get in trouble. Folks, that is so important to say that, no credit check, because a lot of merchants already have a financing option, but typically it's a traditional financing option that runs through a bank and has a credit check. And again, they understand that is one of their biggest. One of the merchants' biggest challenges is not that they, it's not the foot traffic that they have in their stores, and not the fact that people don't want to buy the things they have. They do. They get people in their stores every day that want to buy things, but they can't afford it cash up front and can't qualify for financing. So, yes, the rent-to-own, no credit check is the key. To saying that, and again, it's an option. Like you said, it's a payment option, a no credit check rent to own payment option for your customers to help you make more sales. Kim, you're doing a great job. You could talk all day. In fact, I'd love to get you on. Tony, let's set this up with Kim and try to get him on a call here as our special guest, either later this week or early next week. Because again, he is absolutely one of the best customer gatherers out there, I mean merchant gatherers out there, and I think we really need to pick his brain for a show at least to have
sounds
him
good.
Share with us what he's doing.
That sounds great. Yeah, let's do that, Kim. We're going to give you a call. Let's go to area code 801. I know we're running a little bit long. We're going to try to get a couple more in. 801, the last four digits, 2049. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Do you want to share your approach with your merchants with us this morning?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Yes.
Wonderful. I've just been going through and just doing what others have said before, just walk in and ask if they offer financing. And they do, and I say, well, what kind of financing do you offer? And then at that point, they start telling me what they have, and I say, well, that's what I do, actually, is we I'm an independent agent with IOLO, and we offer a no-credit check, a rent-to-own program for your customers. And the neat thing about it is it doesn't cost you a dime. It doesn't cost you any kind of fees, any charges, any application fees, nothing for the merchant to use this. And the nice thing is it creates lots of protections for the customer also. And then I go into explaining the rent-to-own program. But that's what I've been doing. It's real easy to approach the merchants. The hardest part is getting a hold of the owners and getting a little bit of time where you can sit down and explain it to them. But that first initial contact is extremely easy.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Got any comments on that, bud?
Yeah, perfect. Again, here's what I wanted to bring out on this call, Tony, and we're seeing it. It's not a secret. You don't have to be a super-duper sales professional. You don't have to have any magic potions or powders or secret tricks. You get the common theme is to go in from a standpoint of serving others and helping others, sharing something with the merchant, not selling. Like you say, telling's not selling. And again, just a nice casual approach. I love to say that. What do you do with customers that want to buy something but they don't have the cash up front and can't get financed traditionally? What do you do with those people? Because the merchants, in most cases, can't do anything with them, so they lose the sale. So, again, asking questions to the merchants and then, again, pointing out the fact we're not here to sell you anything. Pointing out the fact, and I believe that was Matt from Salt Lake. I can tell you said 801, so I thought that was the number. It sounded like Matt Johnson. But anyways, the fact that you're pointing out and stressing there is no cost to you, the merchant. It's going to save you money. We don't charge on the back end like MasterCard does, and we don't charge on the front end like some of our competitors. We don't discount what you charge your customers. It doesn't cost you a thing. And I only get paid when I help you increase your business. So, again, it's a common theme that you're hearing from all the people, and the people that are talking are people that are out there gathering merchants on a regular basis. Tony, great comments, great feedback. Thanks for calling in.
But
if that's not Matt, I'm sorry.
That's right. Let's take one more before we close the show today, but it's been a great show. It's been a lot of fun. Let's go to area code 270, the last four digits, 9777. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. This is Jeff here in Kentucky.
Good morning, Jeff, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. When I go in, first of all, I don't go in all dressed up with a suit and tie or anything like that, but I like to walk in with nothing but a cup of coffee. It creates what they call a pattern interrupt. They're focusing on that coffee, not what I got for a logo shirt. And whoever comes up and approaches me, I just ask them, hey, are you the manager or are you the owner here? And it doesn't matter which they are, because if they say neither, I say, great, who is the owner here? And once they tell me, is he available for a moment? And when I'm in front of the right person on it, I'll bring up the point. So, hey, let me ask you a question. Somebody walks in here, may not have that great a credit. Do you have a no credit check program that you can offer them? And most of them at that point are going to say no. The truth of the matter is, I think most of them don't know that there is a program available out there. And depending on what they say, either way, point out, I'm an independent agent for Iola. We have a program for merchants to be able to offer a program to their customers they wouldn't normally be able to pick up as a paying customer. And I just go from there depending upon what the questions are.
Man, I love that, Jeff. And for those that may not have been around last week, we're growing so fast, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff, our mystery guest last Friday show. Glad to have you back on the show, and always love your content, Jeff. Phenomenal, really. And I love your laid-back approach, man, going in with a cup of coffee in your hand and using a little distraction. And, you're really I love the way that you're just authentic in your approach working with the clients. Bud, what do you want to talk about?
That is not Jeff. That is the Rhino. And, again, another name that we see in the back office virtually every day, putting new merchants on board. So, yes, listen to them. There's no wrong way to do it, Tony. You got to go in and you got to get in front of people. What I really loved about what Jeff just shared with everybody is instead of asking for the manager or the owner, he asks, are you the manager or the owner? That's huge. Not only with the distraction with the cup of coffee, but listen, if you're asking somebody who is the manager, if you say, is the manager or owner available around? So some people take that as an insult. What do you mean? Are they around? I'm that person, And if they're not, and even if you don't think they are, ask them anyways, because then it makes that person feel, oh, no, I'm not the manager. They might be thinking, oh, I could never be the manager, but you thought enough of them that you thought that they might actually be the manager or the owner of the place. And again, that person that you said that to, that one person, may be the number one salesperson for your Iolo contracts in that store, because you're going to build a relationship with that person, and it started out on the right foot. So, Jeff, perfect question. Are you the manager or the owner, no matter who you talk to, okay? ask that question. you know, are you the manager or the owner? Oh, okay, are they here? Who is that? Who would that be? Are they available? And then that's a great question. That's a direct question that Jeff asked him. Do you have a no credit check financing option for your customers? Because obviously, not everyone's going to have all the cash they need to buy what they want, and obviously, not everyone's going to pass a traditional credit check, right? So he asked them, do you have it? And by the way, if they say no, and a lot of people really, even though the industry is 14 years old, a lot of merchants have no idea that avenue even exists for them. So we are a blessing to those people. Might take a little more training on our end with those people, but that's great. We can start from scratch and train them the right way. But if they say, oh, yeah, I do.
But it's been a great show, and I just want to say congratulations to the almost 100 people that are live on the switchboard right now, literally listening in. I want to say congratulations to them for making the decision to join Team Iolo. This is a great company to be with. Guys, you are learning a lot today about the heart of the company. Mr. Alan Henke will be our guest tomorrow morning. We have Mr. Bud Nemeth on hand most every day with us. Bud, we're excited that you are live with us as the Director of Marketing for the team. I know there's a big launch coming up this weekend. Before we close, any final announcements you want to make here as we close the show? It's been a fantastic show today, Bud. Thanks so much for all of your help today.
No, just real quick on that, you know, when Jeff asked, do they have a credit check program, if they say yes, don't think that we can't be that additional option. They probably take MasterCard and Visa. They probably will take American Express and Discover. They'll take cash or check. So why not take Iolo and something else? So, again, just another payment option. The only other thing I'm going to end up with, Tony, is if you are coming to corporate and you have not sent an email, please let us know so we can get you registered, get your name badge for this weekend, make sure you can get in the door while you're there. The email will be going out shortly, and please, everybody who has already said they're coming, you're going to get an email with some additional information to reply to us so that we can make sure your experience is a great one. Thanks. We'll see you all tomorrow with our president, CEO, and founder, Mr. Alan Henke. And Tony, thank you and Donnie so much for all you do for the agents in the field by hosting this show every day. We love you guys.
Yeah, and I want to say a special shout-out to Mr. Donnie Crisp. Donnie had a little medical procedure yesterday. And Donnie, I hope you're feeling better, my brother, and looking forward to being back on the show.
Okay, that's a wrap. Tomorrow. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IoloRadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.